Start enjoying your own company. Read books. Take this time to yourself, because guess what? If you're on the growth train, you're about to have so many friends that you're going to have to start turning them away eventually. Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to Questionably Awesome, the podcast that is never questionable and always awesome.
100% of the time.
With my co-host, Ms. Evans, across from
Hillary.
Me. Hillary. We never explained it the other day. I was like, oh, we'll explain in a minute why she just said Hillary. Because if you aren't not. We also like to teach English on here.
Yes.
So if you aren't not, and if you say it with an English accent, you sound super
If you
smart.
Aren't not.
If you aren't not an avid listener, let me tell you why.
It's my first name.
It's her first name.
Hillary.
Oh my God. Did that just blow your mind? Because it blew my mind when Evans told me her name was actually Hillary. Here's the deal. She's been being called Evans since she was a wee baby.
Since I came out of the womb.
Yeah. So how is a baby supposed to know if on her birth certificate it says Hillary and everyone's calling her Evans? Like, I don't think babies can figure that out.
I didn't figure it out. It was my middle name.
You're not like a baby and you're like, wait a minute.
Hey, wait a minute. You got that wrong.
Wait a minute. I'm pretty sure that my birth certificate says Hillary.
Hey, nurse, get back here.
Can I have a cigarette, nurse? I'm confused over all of this. Do you have a whiskey and a bourbon? Wait.
Nurse,
get back in here.
If babies talked like that, I would love it.
Let's have a baby that talks like that. Let's get a surrogate of sorts. Let's figure this out.
A little baby mobster.
Isn't there a baby mobster movie that's like that?
Oh, yeah. Isn't Alec Baldwin in it or something?
I'm not sure.
Oh, man.
I'm really going to have to watch it now so I can get that voice down.
Anyway. That's it.
Hey, how's marriage?
It's really nice.
How many months in are you now?
Oh, gosh, two?
How is that?
I just kind of realized it's been 2 months. It feels pretty much the same.
Yeah.
Except you say things like, oh, I've got to meet my husband now, or...
That's it. I know. People are like, it's going to be so different. I'm like, yeah, totally.
It is different.
Actually, it does feel different.
It does feel more, we're a team.
Yeah,
like
for
it's
sure.
official.
Yes, totally. It does feel super official. Like, okay, we're really doing this. Like, we really committed to each other. Like, fights are a little different.
Yep.
Because it's a little more involved now when you throw a tantrum and you're like, I'm leaving. And then you're like, wait, that sounds like a big headache.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of paperwork if
it
you want
to
do that.
Exactly. You're like, whoa, leaving just got way more complicated.
Yeah, the government's involved.
Yeah, what is that?
I don't know.
Apparently they want us to stay together. I don't know.
Hey, how's your marriage?
My marriage is great. And honestly, here's what's so crazy is marriage is such a work in progress.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to say, it is the best thing in the entire world if you are both on a growth trajectory.
Yeah.
And it doesn't even have to be going in the same direction as long as you fill each other in. Like,
oh, I like that.
Yeah. It does. Some people are like, oh my God, well, my husband doesn't want to work with me, or I don't think we could be in business together. I'm like, great.
Yeah.
Because let me just tell you about the layer of complication that happens when you do that. So now you're into some, like both hands are into something that's like, you know, your heart and soul and your project. And it's like, because you guys are together, you're probably a lot alike, but you're probably a lot opposite.
So much opposite.
So that can be really complicated if you don't learn how to use each other's strengths and really have conversations about it, because it really is two cooks in the kitchen. And it's challenging to be like, you're sauteing the mushrooms
And I am working on the casserole.
Yeah.
Especially when they're like, but I want credit for the casserole because it's the main dish.
And you're like, listen, it doesn't always work that way.
No. And you're it's like, I'm the main dish. Saute the damn mushrooms. You're the side dish. You know?
Yeah. Chris is always the side dish.
Yeah. If he would just realize this, be like, Chris, just get in the side cart, make your side dish.
Yes.
We all know that you aren't in the forefront.
Nope. Nope.
Nope. It's just, that's how marriage works better.
Yeah. That's how marriage works. When you get married, you just have to let them know you're the main dish.
Yeah. Are we going to block this from him listening somehow?
No.
Just kidding, Chris. We all know that you're that we rotate back and forth every single night to that's a recipe. True. That's like, he gets to be the main dish. He'd probably be some sort of like stew.
Ooh, a nice stew.
Yeah, a really nice, because he's consistent. Mm-hmm. He will like, he's just that person that you know you're going to walk through the door and it's going to be hearty.
That's so nice.
Yeah. You're like a hearty stew, honey.
Maybe a stew that might give you a little gas though.
Yeah, like he's going to be hearty, but he's also going to make you uncomfortable in the best way. And there'll be a way to relieve it.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not going to be pretty.
It's not going to be pretty or easy.
Yeah, no, it's going to be just like gross. I really like these analogies.
Me too.
You know what? Now I know why people are named Stu. I think I'm going to name my first child, if it's a boy, Stu.
Stuart.
Yeah. And he'll be like, why is my name Stu? I'm like, listen to podcast number. Blah, blah, blah.
You're just like your father.
Yeah, just like your father. You're consistent, you're hearty, and you might cause a little discomfort through gas. So do you have a quote?
I do. It's from Joel Osteen. You know that guy who's on Oprah?
Yeah, we just love him.
He says, if you want to be happy, you have to be happy on purpose. When you wake up, you can't just wait to see what kind of day you'll have. You have to decide what kind of day you'll have.
Amen.
Right? Amen.
In regards to Joel, we're just going to do some prayer hands.
Yeah.
Like throwing up a prayer emoji right now. Just went up in the middle of us.
Yep.
I can't wait for the future till I can press a hologram and it'll just pop up in between us.
Yeah.
And we'll be like, oh, God, that's good. It's just going to make us feel better about life.
It really will. Oh. The prayer hands.
Yeah. Wouldn't that be great? And we can throw up a poop emoji
all the time.
Like I could say stew and a pot of stew would come up.
Yeah.
I'm literally really pressing a little button right here that's an emoji. Doop, boop, doop, boop. And we'll be like, we're not from the future, but we're in
it. But that's how it will be.
Okay, so back to that quote, because it's really awesome.
It is really awesome.
And that is every single day. I swear to you, I used to be so programmed to look for what I was anxious about, what was going wrong. And especially because of the way that the religion that I grew up in, it was very fear-based. So I'd be like, oh my gosh, what's wrong? Like, why am I not enough? Or how am I sabotaging my life? And what's wrong? And how am I sinning? Like literally, I used to scan for all of the things that were wrong. Mm-hmm. And even this even goes right back to Joel Osteen. Like my prayers were very different. Instead of praying and saying thank you and saying like, you know, what I want help with, it would just be forgive me, forgive me, forgive. That was my only prayer. Like was
that's so
forgive
interesting.
Me for this, forgive me for that. I love you so much. Please forgive me for this, please. And it was just a very different type of prayer. It wasn't a connected prayer for me. So looking back, I'm like, oh, that's actually not how you connect with that. Because think of a conversation. If you're in relationship with universe or God or whatever you believe, your dog, your cat, your cat is not going to connect with you. If you're just like, cat, forgive me for not putting down your meow mix early. Yeah. Actually, your cat will love that. Your cat's a real bitch. So she's
cats
like,
are weird that
she's
way.
Like, the only prayer you say to me is sorry.
You will apologize to me.
Apologize to me. Meow. Just kidding. Anyone with cats, I totally get why you love your cat.
Yeah,
I just,
cats are really cool.
I'm just allergic to cats. So I think that I could have, sometimes I tell Chris, I'm like, could we get a hairless cat? He says no.
I feel like you guys would be cool with a hairless cat.
I mean, I think it'd probably take my cool factor up to certain people.
For sure.
Yeah. I think I'd probably get one or two extra Instagram followers.
I love the cats that look mad. What kind of, like I don't know if they're like a Siamese cat or something.
I don't know, but I'm making a mad kitty face right now.
What's your quote?
Oh. Thank you. Sometimes I can't see how destructive I am to myself and you save it. All right. So I quoted this one in my book, actually, because it's such a good friendship quote.
Yes.
It's by C.S. Lewis. And he says, friendship is born at the moment when one man says to another, what? You too? I thought that no one but myself. Okay.
I love that so much.
Here's why. Bitches got to be vulnerable to connect. And we just don't want to. Mm-mm. We're like, I'm going to talk about the pie I baked yesterday.
Yeah.
And not my feelings.
Uh-uh.
But if you eat that pie, you're probably going to feel sick because I baked a lot of negative emotions in there.
A lot of tears.
Yeah. And I didn't make it with love on accident. I meant to, but I cried a lot about suppression. The fact that I'm not, doing my creative dates. And also I'm lonely. And I watched Instagram for 5 hours on how to make this pie just to try to numb out.
You just described me, Lori.
Did you bring our pies for Thanksgiving?
Yeah, Wait, 1 year I did.
Well, I felt great on your pies, I'm sure. But from now on, we're going to get more intentional and vulnerable.
No, yeah.
You know what?
Everyone has those days when they numb out on Instagram. That's such a true thing.
Do you know what you should do for one of your creative dates?
What?
You should have a friend date and make a vulnerability pie. Made from
That's
love.
That's really cute.
So the whole time you film each other, like not each other, that'd be weird. Film yourselves like on one video.
Yeah.
It's like a cooking show. I had to set that up because it just sounded weird. So it's a cooking show date.
Yeah.
Where you connect.
A vulnerability pie.
Yeah. You connect over this pie and then you eat it and you're like, whoa, I actually feel really good.
Yeah.
I'm connected.
But that goes, I love that quote because it's true. There's nothing better than when you say something out loud and then you hear someone be like, I feel that way too. Or,
oh my gosh,
like me too. It's the best feeling ever.
Yeah. Like literally this morning I could be like, hey, my hemorrhoids are really hurting, Evans.
And I was like, you too?
You too? My God, let's both sit on donuts together. Isn't that nice though? Instead of us sitting here on one butt cheek, we could just like sit on a donut and be like, ooh. Oh, do you have a review?
Yeah.
Let's save ourselves.
This is from Nia Viso. Nia says, your energy is so fresh and empowering. Oh man, I don't know.
Wow, this is good.
First time I listened to your podcast and I already love you. The visualization was so much fun. And although I was working out while doing it, it helped me reconnect with my inner child and remember to have more fun in life and business. As adults, we sometimes lose out spontaneity because of all the responsibilities we have. Thanks for this tool that helped me tap into my fun and joyful self again.
Whoa, that is such a nice review. Yeah. Oh my gosh. So she's talking about, oh, I should see how you feel about doing this. I did a visualization in our Fast Foundations mastermind and it like literally even the men were crying in a good way.
Really?
So you should try it and let me know.
Okay.
You're either going to love it or hate it and you can tell me the truth.
Okay.
But anyway, that's what she's talking about. And I can't believe she did it in the gym because that would be challenging, but that's freaking awesome. I've been getting tons of messages on it. Like, holy crap. Because you'll just have to listen to it.
Okay. I'll listen to it.
Okay. But anyway, you guys, it's a visualization. I think it says visualization or this is what you're missing for your 2020 goals to happen. I believe that's the title.
Is it the joy of...
it was right before that one, I believe.
Okay.
I think it's called... It was right after breakthrough year. So guys, go listen to that. Let me know what you think because I loved it.
I'm excited to listen to that one.
Good. Do we have a question?
Oh, yeah. Here's one on friendship. This is from Jess. Oh, Jess, we can.
Jess, we can.
Jess, we can.
I love people.
Me too.
I literally love humans. Like
Jess, we can. You're great.
Yeah.
Her question is, why do you think some friends stick with you through the mud of life and some bail?
Here's the deal. Some are just smarter than others, you know? Next question. Yeah. Just kidding. Jess, we can. You think that's her real name? Was your mom like, this is Jess, we can.
Jess, we can.
I would have loved that. Because not everyone's meant to be with you your whole life. And I think it's a gift when people leave, even though it's painful. Yeah. Because it's making room for the person who is going to fit your next chapter. And we get so much, why are we so attached to everyone being on every year and chapter with us?
Because it's
we don't get that it's not supposed to be that way. Like, I remember my parents telling me that. They're like, oh, the friends that you have right now are not going to be your friends in the future. And I was like, you're a bunch of dicks. Why would you say that? Like, these are my best friends.
What do you mean?
I can't imagine if I would have said that to my parents. Like, I can only...
They were like, what?
Oh, yeah. I can see what would have happened.
True. They're different. There are different chapters, different people.
Totally. Like,
it's normal.
You're changing. And here's the thing. When we hold on to those relationships that are not meant for us, I have a theory on this.
Okay.
And I share it a lot. Mm-hmm. But we'll share it again.
Yes.
So I think that a lot of us are walking around going, this person's toxic. This is a toxic person in my life. How do I get rid of this toxic person? What happens is an onion is great, right? I just use this example. An onion is great until you keep it past its expiration date. Then that shit is literally toxic for you. I'm pretty sure it actually is. There's like articles on how onions can turn totally toxic for you.
Ugh.
You're keeping that person past their expiration date in your life. Mm-hmm. So what happens is the energy between you two becomes toxic so that you get the freaking message to let them move on and you move on too. Like, you are not meant for the next chapter of each other's lives. Mm-hmm. It's going to complicate things. You two are going on totally different paths. Your lives are changing. This person might need to move. This person might need to take a different job. And you're going to try to hold on to it and it's going to take up way too much space for what is trying to make its way into your life. And you're just holding that black onion and you're like, stinks. I want to make it work. And the onion's just like, good God.
Just let me go already.
Please. I just want to go back into the earth. I want to become new energy. I want to be a part of that tree.
Yep.
You're just holding on.
You're just holding on. It's true. There are just different phases in your life. I feel like I have a core group of a couple friends that are like my ride or dies.
Yeah, you really do.
You got those ride or dies. Yep. And then they're just different. It's weird, like when you move and when you grow up and you have different friends for different chapters and like your friends that you go have drinks with, your friends that you go work out with.
Totally.
I don't really have that many friends.
Your friends that you podcast with.
That makes me
friends
sound
that you
like
do Thanksgiving with. You know, you do have that many friends.
I really don't. I work out by myself.
Yeah,
I just made it sound like I'm doing all these
things. I feel like I work out with a lot of people because I work out at SoulCycle and I know people there.
Me too.
Hey, but they're actually my workout tribe.
See, there you go.
Because I know them and I only talk to them there.
Exactly. And that is wonderful.
So I feel like I get to go and talk to those people. Mm-hmm. And would I have some of them in my life like throughout? Maybe. Mm-hmm. But I don't really have room. So I let it be okay that they're just my workout buds. And they're cool too because they have a totally different life than me.
Exactly.
You know? A lot of them are like very, you know, have families or they're super busy with their jobs or whatever that looks like and their families. And it's like, we don't have space for each other in our lives, but we do have space for each other twice a week.
Yeah. And you can say
and
hello.
And we talk and we hug. No, it's great. We talk for at least 5-10 minutes every single time and we hug and we do our thing and then we sweat together and cheer and like support each other and off we go.
I think that's awesome.
Yeah, but they don't need to be more. Like I used to try to make them more. I'm not even kidding. I used to try to like be like, we should go to coffee. Oh my God. Like I tried to force this one relationship with this old cycle instructor.
Yeah. It didn't work out.
Forcing myself upon this person, trying to be like, I need to be in your life because I think you're amazing. And she just wasn't feeling it.
Yeah.
And that's okay. She just didn't have time.
It's okay.
And do you know how many people do that to SoulCycle instructors because they're so rad?
Probably a lot.
Yeah. And then I had this moment of like, this is all this is, Lori.
But it's hard because they make you feel really good and you want to be around them. And it's nothing personal. It's just like, wow, I'd really love to be around you more.
Totally. I felt that way with podcasts I listen to. I'm like, we need to be friends.
Yeah. Me too. I think I am friends with people that I listen to.
Yeah, I think I am too. In my head. Hey guys, this is the perfect spot to take a break because I have to tell you some exciting news. Our famous FAST Foundations Mastermind is open again for enrollment. This is a mastermind that my husband, Chris Harder, and I put on for entry-level early stage entrepreneurs. And this is the only way to be able to work with Chris and I together in a room in person. I can promise you that this is literally one of the best masterminds out there for half the price. But I want you to listen in to some of these transformations that happen when you are in the room. And you guys know, if you listen to this podcast, that I always tell you, just show up for yourself and get your butt in the room. So listen into these.
My name is James Dunn, and FAST Foundations gave me a family of like-minded entrepreneurs that I know I can count on for support, for guidance, and to help get me through any challenge I'll ever run into in my business.
My name is Leanne, and FAST Foundations showed me a step-by-step roadmap and a process to implement into my business immediately, and I saw measurable results right away.
My name is Alex Street, and FAST Foundations helped me build my first course and confidently now do what I'm made for.
Okay, so here's the deal. All of those breakthroughs that you just heard, none of those people felt ready to be in that room. And I know you're sitting here thinking, I'm not even sure if I'm there yet. But let me tell you, if you make less than $499,000 a year, we want to lock arms with you to make your business explode and make you feel confident in all of the areas that you don't yet feel confident in. And I will tell you, as an entrepreneur, you never feel ready. You never, ever feel ready. It's all about taking that leap and showing up for yourself. So over the next 5.5 months, we want to lock arms with you, and spots are super limited. So go over to fastfoundations.com right now because we want to work with you. We want you in this room. And as you can hear from the transformation, it is your turn now to have that same experience. So let's get back to the interview.
Do you want another question?
Yeah, let's get off the crazy train.
This is from at Attractive, who we know, Alex.
Oh, I love.
She asked, how do you navigate the transition space when you know you're up-leveling your tribe, but you also feel super isolated because the new up-level tribe hasn't come through yet?
Oh, this is when you just binge on the entire Sex and the City show. Yeah.
Yeah, that's all.
Because you're alone. And Carrie, Samantha, and
Miranda. And Charlotte.
Are going to keep
those you. Those are your friends now.
They're going to keep you comps.
So you drink your martinis.
Yeah. Yeah. Welcome to Lonelysville. There's nothing that can fix that besides some classes. Like, go take some workout classes. Go start networking. Start enjoying your own company. Read books. Take this time to yourself, because guess what? If you're on the growth train, you're about to have so many friends that you're going to have to start turning them away eventually. Like, I never thought I would be in the situation where I'm like, oh, poor me. I have to start saying no to everyone. Like, there was a point in my life when I was just like, I don't care who you are.
Yep.
Like, I would rather go on, I'd rather like be with Slimy the Inchworm from Sesame Street.
Yeah.
Like, just if he asked me on a date, I'd be like, yes, best friends. Let's do it. Actually, that would actually be a dream
scenario. I was going to say, that's a terrible example.
Yeah. That's a terrible example because I truly wanted him as a friend. It was so great. He didn't talk, but which is probably why I liked him.
Wait, please help.
Yes. Send.
So Alex.
Throw me a lifeline.
Lori is saying you should read more.
Yeah.
You should be comfortable with being... The thing about Alex is, if you guys should follow her on Instagram, because she is wise.
Yeah.
And I just... Done.
Great.
That's it. I feel like I have been in that period too. And I'm just now coming out of the isolation period where I felt like I didn't have any friends and stuff. And what helped me? Reading books, like you said.
Yeah.
Going to classes where you'll see other people.
So got to be around people.
You got to be around people.
Just their energy.
Exactly. Because it can be easy, like when you're working really hard on something, to just be by yourself in an office all the time, just getting it done, grinding it out. But at least even just like going to Whole Foods sometimes helped me.
For real. No, I oftentimes, because I was in, when I lived in Minnesota, I was alone majority of the day, all day, except mm-hmm. for work. And thank God I got to be around people for part of it. But then this was the worst. I'm going to be super honest. The worst while the best thing was happening in my life.
Yeah.
Which is so interesting because while my dreams were coming true and we started to, for the first time in my life, just making a lot of money with network marketing, mm-hmm. I've never experienced that ever. Like that was mind blowing. So while I'm on this high of like, whoa, I can create income. Oh my God, I never thought this would ever happen in all of my wildest dreams ever. Yeah. I never, ever dreamed it. Okay, I dreamed it, but I didn't think it would happen.
Right.
While simultaneously, I was like, okay, now that I'm doing this, I want to go full-time in network marketing. That's such a great idea. So I was like wanting to get rid of my gym and not wanting to work with people anymore. Mm-hmm. Because I didn't love it, even though it was such a huge blessing. But I was just like, yeah. I don't want to do this anymore. Right. So I ended up being able to get rid of that. And what I didn't realize is what that was actually providing me with. It was providing me with like a lot of connection and just human connection in general. Mm-hmm. And I didn't replace it. So then I was working out for the most part alone and didn't have really any communication with friends at the time over more than just like business once in a great while. And I was so lonely. I mean, like the loneliest I have ever been in my life. And let me tell you what happens to the human brain when you are isolated.
It's the worst.
You start to make sure that the world is ending in your brain. Like you start to create scenarios of Armageddon. You start to picture, you start to think people are bad. You yeah. start to think people are idiots. You start to feel super lonely. You start to hate yourself. You start to sabotage. You start to either eat copious amounts of food or not, depending on what your flavor of self-sabotage is.
Yep.
You might start drugs. You might start doing the craziest. You might start having sex with random people. I did not do this at the time.
All things can happen.
That was all things prior to my marriage. Mm-hmm. But I definitely, definitely indulged in all of those things
right.
because of being isolated and not connecting with the right people.
Yeah, because you just want to do something to fill that void.
Oh my God. And you'll do anything mm-hmm. because you just don't want to feel alone.
Mm-hmm.
So number one, co-connect.
Co-connect.
Go connect before you go bananas.
And, they have so many cool female co-working spaces now. Yeah,
yes. Go be around female energy too. Mm-hmm. So if you're a woman, it's actually so helpful to go be around female energy because we release oxytocin when we're in each other's space.
Oh, that's cool.
Isn't that awesome?
Yeah.
Yeah. So like when you go to yoga and stuff like that, it's actually really good for your body because when women are all around each other, we release oxytocin. Now, if you hate the women, you're probably not releasing as much oxytocin. So you might be releasing cortisol. So you might want to look at them in a good way instead of being like, bitches in their yoga pants. Who can wear white anyway? My God.
Oh my gosh, the girl next to me was wearing white. She looked amazing.
I know. I celebrate them. Oh, whenever man. They're in all white, I'm like, yes, you don't spray tan. I do. And just in all white yep. in general, I'm like, are you a yoga angel?
I know. That's what I think.
What are you? Did you just come down fresh from heaven? Because you look like you either came from Costa Rica on a retreat of only eating fruit for 4 months.
Yes.
Yeah. I'm just like, you are a goddess. Like, were you yes. birthed out of a guava?
You just described the woman next to me.
Yeah.
She smelled good when she got on her mat. She was in perfect white workout gear.
Love
she was
her.
Nice. She was like, hello. And then put down her stuff. And I was like, oh my goodness.
Don't you wish that she could, we should like, you should tell her next time, be like, look, I had a whole conversation about how you were probably birthed from a guava.
Seriously though.
And that guava was wearing a beautiful mala.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And then when she walked out, hardly sweating.
Hardly sweating.
Just a little fairy dust glimmer.
Just enough for a photo shoot. Yep.
Just right.
Oh, I love her. Don't even know her.
Me too. I don't know her name.
Just send
will.
Her love. Be
never
like, hey,
will.
My friend sends you love.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're going to see her again, by the way.
I hope so. I hope she sits next to
Maybe
me.
Maybe you're meant to go on a date together.
That would be really nice.
We're all
I'm
white.
Not cool enough for her.
You are so cool. She would love you.
I don't know.
She would love you. She might be covering up something that you don't know.
Perfection.
Well, nobody likes that anymore. So yeah. What are you covering under all that white? Perfection. Oh, so 1992. Wait, no, that's like 2010.
I'm sweating. Do we need another one? What else?
I think that's it.
I think that's it. Yeah.
You got any wisdom to end with?
I don't really have that much wisdom lately. I guess just...
I'm feeling the same.
Hey, I know what our wisdom is.
Do tell.
Just like that wonderful yoga angel, it's a lot cooler to celebrate women like that instead of immediately be like, oh, she looks so good. Why can't I look like that? Blah, 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 blah.
Yeah. I love that. And it's the way that it's going to make you... I always feel better when I can look... I live in LA.
Yeah.
I either need to switch it to why I literally love these people and why they're giving me permission to wear white or why they're giving me like inspiration of, I don't even know what beautiful people look like.
Yeah.
I have to switch it right away or we will all go down that rabbit hole. Plus we're just, you know, we are completely surrounded by Instagram. So
yeah,
it's such a different feeling when you celebrate all of these people.
Yes.
It's just like life-giving. So thank you for that wisdom.
I think you're
getting smarter. So
I'm trying.
All right, everyone. That is your wisdom for the podcast. And we're going to end right there. Have the best day.
Bye.
Bye. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.